This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 13.
Assalamu alaikum, I'm your host Zainab Hamdi, and welcome to Productive Muslim Heart Detox Challenge. We are now on day 13. I am currently recording this podcast and I am inviting a group of friends for iftar. So I wanted to bake a cake the night before so I could save myself work for the next day. But I think this cake, suffice to say, has kind of flopped and it's sunk in the middle. And I think I may have ruined it. But khair inshallah, I've got a second batter that I can use to make the second cake. How is Ramadan going for everyone? Inshallah, you guys are being productive, you guys are benefiting from this month. I personally feel like Ramadan came very, very quickly. Like even now, I'm almost 2 weeks in, and I genuinely feel, I wonder, you know, did I prepare adequately enough? I could have, you know when you know what your iman is like when it's on a high. Like this Ramadan, I feel like, you know, it has come pretty fast. There have been Ramadans where I've prepared, I've had everything ready, and I feel like every day I make the best out of it. But even if you're feeling the same way that I'm feeling, it is never too late for you to pick yourself back up and for you to do better. Remember, Ramadan is a month for you to be able to show what you are capable of doing every day, and you can push yourself and become better. So for today, our article is on how giving up music made me more productive. So the reason that I chose this article is because one of your conditions for this challenge is that you have to give up music. You cannot be listening to music throughout this whole month. And if you have slipped up, throw your headphones away. The reason actually that I chose this is because I think a lot of people, regardless of the fiqh behind is music halal or haram, I don't think they fully appreciate how much listening to music can significantly impact the quality of your ibadah. It can impact your salat, it can impact, you know, the use of your time. And so the person who wrote this article is actually a friend of mine, and she wrote this article after giving up music after Ramadan. You know, Ramadan is obviously this month that Allah has blessed all of us with. The reason why it's such a blessing is because Allah has literally put you in the best environment for you to give up bad habits. And for many of us who are fasting long hours, it's even better. You're giving up bad habits for at least 17 hours a day. So in doing this, you know, when there's something in your life that is affecting you, I remember listening to a talk the other day that, you know, if there's a stain on a piece of clothing, right, you soak it for a while in order to be able to get rid of that stain. Allah is soaking you in the best opportunity for ibadah. Like, you have every single opportunity to cut off any distraction, and Allah is making that easy for you. So I want you guys, if you're somebody who does struggle with music, really take advantage of this month to quit and give it up. So one of the points that this article makes is the idea that salah is a barometer for your life. In terms of assessing your iman and your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look to the quality of your salah, because it indicates your relationship with Allah. You know, if your salah is good, everything else is good. And this is even said in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna salatu tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Verily, salat puts an end to shamelessness and bad deeds. So when this article, the author herself says that when she was listening to music, she found that it would become stored in her heart and mind like data, only to be played out during salat. So you know when you're praying and you're on the third rak'ah, but then you're like, wait a second, am I on the fourth rak'ah? Am I on the fifth rak'ah? Like, it gets confusing, because in order for the quality of your salat to improve, you need to focus on what you're feeding your mind outside of your salat. So in giving up music, whilst it may seem like something difficult, because to be honest, music can be very addictive, the benefits of it are immense. And I think the main one that I would say is getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what happens is you end up gaining so much time through giving up music. Because all that time that you've spent, you know, listening to songs on repeat, memorizing the lyrics, you end up substituting that for things that will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can be podcasts, it can be tafsir, it can be Qur'an, it doesn't matter. But it's going to be something that helps to build and sustain your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are someone who struggles with listening to music, I really, really recommend that you definitely read this article. The rest of your tasks for the day are, you are going to donate a piece of clothing to charity. Now, if you want to go the extra mile, rather than give away something that you no longer wear, I would prefer that you take something that you quite like, whether it's a really nice dress of yours, or it's a really nice shirt, or maybe even something that you bought quite recently. Take that and actually give it to charity and make the intention that, ya Allah, I am doing this for your sake. And make sure you don't tell anyone. And then your final task of the day is to listen to a tafsir podcast of your choice. Can be anything you want, but just something that's going to connect you even further with the Quran. You have unlimited resources out there, I would honestly say. If you are even listening to this podcast, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you and given you many opportunities to get closer to Him. You know, sometimes I think, genuinely, especially for people who sort of, they live privileged lifestyles, they live comfortable lifestyles where you have internet access, you are able to study, get an education, get a job. I think for us, one of the things that's always sort of not scared me but made me nervous is this idea that I always imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask me, you know, with all of the resources that He blessed me with, that other people were not blessed with, how did I use it to not only get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but to spread His message? And whenever I remember this, it always dawns on me how unproductive I'm being with my time. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me what I need to get closer to Him. You know, you literally now have everything you need at the touch of your fingertips, just through going online. If you want to memorize Qur'an, there are so many Qur'an apps out there that make it easy for you to do. You want to find tafsir? You can find every possible tafsir, again, available, translated, ready for you. And I think we need to remind ourselves that it's never a case of we don't have time. It's very easy for us to, you know, put off ibadah, put off things that are an investment in our akhirah, saying that we don't have time, we are too consumed by the dunya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah has made ibadah very easy for us to do in the form of small deeds and in the form of large deeds. And I think no one is ever too busy. People just have different priorities. And in this particular month, we really want to work hard to making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the priority in our life and making the akhirah our priority as opposed to the dunya. I hope you guys have benefited from this podcast and I will be with you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.